Can I tell you something about jam tarts? So, the ones I buy come in packs of three flavours. Raspberry, strawberry and apricot. Now, when I was a kid, I really didn't like the apricot ones, so I always ate them last. But weirdly, over time, the anticipation leading up to the apricot tarts made me value them more. So now, as an adult, the apricot jam tarts are actually my favourite.
Are you recording me?
What are they saying?
We want snooker.
Oh right, do you not have snooker halls in this country?
We do, but not enough.
You have one new message.
Hi Colin, this is Joe. I just wanted to let you know that although nothing would please me more than to see you sucked into a jet engine, your choice in footwear has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it's just nonsense, man. It's a trick, man. It's a con. It's all fake. It's all a trick by the system. Rishi Sunak on ITV, Alan Sugar on BBC. Oh yeah, King Charles? Yeah, what a powerful guy. Oh yeah, what, UN Secretary General off and on and off and on? The weatherman? Shit. He's told to say that. That's an illusion. Robin Williams was right, man. Like, government? Yeah, it's an illusion. They're actually lying to us? It's actually a system of control? That's just what it looks like from one angle, one narrow perspective. Yeah, but if you look closer and sort of refocus your eyes, it kind of looks like two faces kissing.
What?
You've probably heard that certain parts of the brain are responsible for certain behaviors. But what you don't know is that some daily activities can actually influence parts of the brain, which appear totally unrelated. For example, mindfulness meditation can not only improve your mental well-being, but also enhance your long-term memory. Where this gets really interesting is with language. Language, in the human brain, is processed by the left part of the frontal lobe. However, if you go fishing at least once a week, it actually grows the part of your frontal lobe used for speaking Japanese. And this only works for the Japanese language. Studies have shown that if you wanted to speak fluent Russian in 6 months, it would be a good idea to know how to do a backflip. And German acquisition's believed to be enhanced with a weekly pottery class. And it's not just languages which can be affected by your lifestyle. People who work in high-stress environments such as healthcare workers, lawyers, and firefighters often find they have a talent for training dogs. In fact, in 2016, at the British dog show Crufts, around 60% of the winning dogs were trained by retired judges. For more 5-minute phrenology, click the subscribe button, and remember, never stop scrolling.
Hi Colin, Joe here. I just wanted to clear up something Sarah told me. You were concerned that because you're a pescatarian, that was the reason I wanted to see you flattened by a bus? I can assure you it's not at all. Apologies for the confusion.
My experience of getting an endoscopy on the NHS. Got up at 5 a.m. and drank a glass of water. After getting showered and dressed, my best friends Jane and Timothy arrived to take me to the William Harvey Hospital, which is run by the NHS. After checking in and filling out some forms, we had a 3-hour wait until my appointment, so we explored the hospital a bit. We got some free antidepressants from this old pharmaceutical vending machine we found. We also found a surgery ward, and Timothy spoke to a really cool surgeon about the possibility of getting a third arm attached to his chest. We were having so much fun, we lost track of time, so I hijacked this cute mobility scooter and headed for my procedure. I was an hour late, but the doctor was super cool about it. I changed into my hospital gown and then it was lights out for me. I regained consciousness about 15 minutes later and then the doctor told me he found nothing to worry about. He's going to send me the images of my stomach lining, which I'll be printing onto cushions, and they'll be on my Etsy store at the end of the month. On our way out of the hospital, we all held hands and Timothy carried my bag and opened all the doors.
I was moving house, and I had a load of crap in the loft that I never used that needed chucking. But I couldn't be arsed taking it all down to the tip. A friend gave me the number of a professional arsonist who told me he could burn down all the items in a room without harming the room itself. So I thought, perfect. Anyway, as it turns out, he wasn't a professional at all, and he just burned my house down. The fucking cowboy.
Hi, Colin, Joe again. Just so we're on the same page, the fact that you support Liverpool is of absolutely no concern to me. That's the truth. There are plenty of other reasons for, wanting to see your head cut in half by a samurai. Alright, hopefully see you at the barbecue later.
And this year's award for most spectacular doxing goes to Joseph Newman for Downfall of Rebecca Smith.
Oh God, thank you so much. It's heavy. It's such an honour. Big thanks to Freddie North, he taught me everything I know. Oh God, Reddit, 4chan, you guys know who you are. And I'd like to dedicate this doxy to Rebecca. None of this would have been possible without that offhand comment about what town you lived in and that one photo taken from your bedroom window. I wish you were still alive to see this. Thank you. You've been listening to Smack Dead. It was written and performed by Osif, with additional material and voices by Boof, Anya Chikovani, Nick's Voice, Shagronomer, Negatov.tumblr.com, and the good people of Tbilisi. If you enjoyed the program and want to get involved, you can't.